Ken Begg goes up the stairs to the projection booth at the Colonial Theater in Bethlehem, and he begins threading 35mm film through the loops of a projector that's at least six decades old. He's getting ready for a Saturday film at a theater that has entertained the people of the North Country since 1915, when it first showed Mabel Van Buren in The Girl of the Golden West. The projection equipment fills the small room. The film is coiled on a huge disc. Begg feeds it up and down and around through a series of loops.
This is the projector box. This is the light box. That's the power box for the light box, which was upgraded many years ago. This little device here was put on here for sound, because this might have been used before there were talkies. Yeah, there's a lot of history.
But that is going to change. The film industry is moving towards digital projectors that are expected to provide better pictures while eliminating the higher cost of all those film prints. Because using a digital projector is easier and requires less manpower than showing 35mm film, it may also save large, big-city cinemas with multiple screens some money. But for small nonprofit theaters like the Colonial, the switch to digital poses a serious problem, says Executive Director Stephen D'Ignazio.
This threatens the very existence of the Colonial, and it threatens the very existence of any number of downtown small one- and two-screen movie theaters throughout the country. You're going to see a lot of movie theaters closing this next year or two.
It's not clear exactly when the complete switchover will take place, and the Motion Picture Association of America, which represents major studios, didn't respond to a request for an interview. But there are guesses that the changeover will happen in the next couple of years, and it's estimated digital projectors will cost between $40,000 and $100,000, depending on doodads such as 3D. The prospect of the change is causing a sour blend of dread and anguish for owners of small theaters like the Rialto in Lancaster. Greg Cloutier and David Fuller bought the Rialto at a foreclosure auction more than a year ago. They wanted to save what they saw as an important community fixture. They say they're making a small profit, but buying the digital equipment will require a loan. And Cloutier says he's worried about a fact of life everybody who ever bought the latest computer knows: obsolescence.
I'm concerned that we're really talking about technology that's maybe 10 to 15 years in life, and then we'll have another major capital upgrade where the old 35mm projectors, this one was installed shortly after World War II, is still operating.
In Concord, the nonprofit Red River Theaters need two digital projectors, with the total cost expected to be between $115,000 and $150,000, says Shelley Hudson, the executive director. But the Red River got some good news recently. The New Hampshire Community Finance Authority awarded it $125,000 in tax credits.
Well, it's a huge help. I mean, we're a small nonprofit. Knowing that we've received $125,000 in tax credits, which will net us $100,000, I mean, that would mean that we would only need to raise $50,000 more in order to cover our costs.
Now, Hudson says, she has to approach businesses willing to make donations and, in exchange, take the tax credits. But small-for-profit theaters are not eligible for the same kind of rescue grant that Red River got. Just across the Connecticut River in Vermont, Peter and Erica Trapp worry about the future of their Fairleigh drive-in. Drive-ins are likely to be hit particularly hard by the digital conversion.
We're only open for such a short season that for us to spend $70,000 is tough. It's not like a regular movie house that's open, 52 weeks a year, 7 days a week, and they can play, three or four times, on a Saturday.
To try and raise some money, the Fairleigh is holding a concert fundraiser starting Sunday afternoon. Back at the Colonial in Bethlehem, Ken Begg is finishing setting up the old projector to play the night's movie, To Roam with Love. With the film threaded, the switches switched, and the old projector humming in the background, Begg pauses and says it wouldn't be the same with a no-fuss, no-muss digital projector.
Takes all the romance out of it.
A few minutes later, the 35mm film is wending its way through the projector, and the movie begins. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.